Voice Radio. Believe it.
I feel so alive.
In the Care Voice Radio, coming to you live, and this is virtually yours on a good Friday night. Oh yeah, you're supposed to get excited and be excited and stay excited. We're going to talk tonight about that very same thing. How do you do that? Associate with people at your mental level and above. Stay excited. This is Edwin Yerwad. I'm telling you, good time. Compliments of Starwave Productions. Bring the soca! We like how we feel, that's where it starts. How do you feel about yourself? How do you feel about yourself? That's important. Don't sweat the small stuff, not even the big one. Stay liquid. You're listening to Care Voice Radio, and this is Inside Virtually Yours on carevoiceradio.org, the edutainment station. See, I'm getting my vibes together because we're in lockdown and it's raining here in Atlanta for 3 days. You know how that is. Rainy days always get you down. Don't want to steal it from the carpenters. I really think I need another tune to get me going, but I think I'm almost there. But I'm going to play one more song, and then we're going to get into the conversation a little bit and kind of mix it up as we go ahead. But I just want to give a quick shout out to all my peeps that are local and global, my Connecticut peeps, my Gabon peeps, my Ghana peeps, my Barbados peeps, my Atlanta. That's kind of cool. All right. Tonight we are talking about associate with people at your mental level and above. And you have to begin with enthusiasm about yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's very important that you are excited about who you are, number one. And number two, what is it that you do that get you excited? Because if you're going to associate with people at your mental level and above, you need to understand what your mental level looks like. Now, your mental level may not be exactly a high profile, but if you want to look at what that looks like, if you're going to look to gain some ground, you're going to look at people that can help you get to the point of where you need to go. Rule number one, vibes up. We'll be right back inside this 30-minute show, and we're going to play a couple of tunes. We're going to talk a little bit about mental attitude and this kind of thing because it's important in cyberspace. The world has changed at such a supersonic rate. It is not even funny. I'm getting news from all over the place about different things that are happening that are very disruptive to people's lives. No jobs, no money, criminal intent, all types of negative progressions. But there are also some positive things because what is happening, when you look at some of the numbers, the escalation of entrepreneurship, which means that people are owning their own space, is what is happening. But I'm not going to talk about that tonight specifically. But I want to kind of give you a broad-based understanding of your vitamin C, the five fundamentals of the C, and also, more importantly, how you're going to get yourself going to associate with people at your mental level and above. And I want to wish you some enthusiasm. That's why I'm playing the music during this session. I know some of you have said we like when you're talking in this particular show sometimes, and you're bringing the conversation core, and you're not playing music. Some of you have said we like how you integrate the music. So I'm going to try to do something for everybody every single week that allows people the opportunity to elevate. That's ELEVATE. You want to know more about that, you can visit elevate.aubryspeaks.net. And no E in the Aubrey, AUBRYSPEAKS.net. Okay, some vibes up in here. Kirk Brung in the house. And then we'll come back and we'll get going. Because we've got the formula. Stick around.
Follow the trail, I might just find a friend.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. This is what I'm talking about right here on Care Voice Radio, the edutainment station when you are doing the do, getting yourself together to get it to the place where it needs to be. Now, when I'm talking about associating with mental, people who are mentally ready for you at your level and above, I'm not just talking about positive stuff. I'm talking about the duality that exists within your space of positive and negative. And we have to take a look at that to find out exactly what's going on, because it is important. It is vital that we understand what we were birthed for so that we can get our mental level right. You were birthed for success, period. I don't care what is going on in your life, what is going on in my life. I maintain that standard of understanding about self-worth, because that's going to be the dictator or the direction or the needle, however you want to name it, for you to level off at the correct level. Now, I've been looking around the community, and some people just spend every day hanging out on the street corner. And there's nothing wrong with that, because there is a certain level of communication that happens there that allows you to go to the next level. Because when you take a second look like I did, I said, this is not going to work for me. I've got to get off the street. I've got to move to the next level. And I have to start looking at, where do I want to go? What do I want to accomplish? What do I see in my forecast thinking? And what I saw was a great guy who needed to be able to, number one, take care of himself and be able to build an opportunity matrix that will remain sustainable. Coming from an 11-year-old, that's not an easy thing. But I just want to say this. We cannot truncate kids in the process of mental level based on their age. There are young people who you need to listen to, because they hold the keys to your success. And if you treat them poorly, you will not get to where you want to go. And when I say poorly, I mean if you start really being destructive to the people around you. Some of those people were put in your life to elevate you. And if you destroy them and disrupt them, you're not going to get where you're going, because you have removed one of the primary elements for you to get where you want to go. And that's why you look at how you can associate with people at your mental level and above. Because you have to identify the key masters and the key women and men in your life, period, who will take you to where you want to go. And where do you want to go? You have to sit down, think about you as a value. What do you see yourself as a product? A product of your community, a product of your country. It's always an eclectic mix. It's never one thing. So when you're looking at that and you're assessing, then you begin to look at, who do I need to hang out with? What are some of the attributes of a person who wants to go at a high level of mental awareness and readiness for association? Number one, the people are committed to what they want to do. That's the first thing that you look for. Who do I know that is committed to any and everything that they do? So I looked at my aunt. And I went to her and I said, listen, I want to do A, B, C, and D. And she would call me Joel. That's the grandmother's name. And she called it me that name until the day she passed away. Matter of fact, I don't remember her calling me Aubrey. But the one thing I noticed about her is that she was consistent. She was committed. Every single week we would go out and find business, sell makeup, whatever it took to start building this entrepreneur culture that I became part of, that I even actuated in some areas. So number one, committed. Be consistent. Number three, be credible. As a matter of fact, that builds out your credibility. It's kind of like having to go to work. You get hired for a job, you got to volunteer to get up in the morning, get there on time, and do the best that you can, whether or not you feel you're being treated poorly or whether you're being treated well. You do your best because you're getting paid to do it. And it's building character in you. So those are the three leverage pieces that I'm looking at when you're looking at people at your mental level and above. And then those same three pieces allow you to identify those people in community at large that you need to take a second look at hanging out with. Because therein lie the vitality elements for sustainability. But when you're looking at it and you look at the consistency, the commitment, and the credibility, that gives them the credentials for you to be able to say, man, I know that this person is not going to change without notice on me because they have something to lose. And when they have something to lose, they will continue working. And the most important part of this C factor inside of this association with people is communication. Don't let your head be a nod as an affirmation of I understand. Be that understanding. Clarify what you are talking about that needs to be understood and whole and total. Because that's where the success factor lives. A lot of these C's in here today, huh? Vitamin C for you in terms of understanding how to get to where you want to go at a high level. When you, as I always say, and my grandmother always used to say, if you say A, you got to say B. So don't anticipate that every single thing that you see in community in terms of mental level is going to be above. But if you hang out with people that are at a negative level, you're going to have a problem. And when you look at the ones that you see that are above that, that gives you the keys to get out and grow and learn and develop. Right now, I'm very excited because, as usual, there's always something that gets me excited. And what's gotten me excited is that I read a book a long time ago, Who Moved My Cheese? I think someone stole it from me, but if you're listening to this show, please return it. I do have a library that I want to keep liquid and solid, right? So it's important. I know, don't let the noise in the background disturb you right now. I'm here recording. I'm watching a guy cut down a tree while we're doing this because it's been raining 3 to 4 days in Georgia, and the last week a tree fell, and then said, well, don't let the tree fall this week on you because it might hit the house. So the next thing you know, in the middle of the rain, the guys got together and started cutting the tree down. And I said, I'm going to let you understand that these guys are committed. And they've been doing the tree cutting for 2 days. And I want you to know that I want you to hear that people are getting together to work together cohesively and sharing what is possible with their skills. And these guys are at their mental level and above because they have to be very distinct in how they cut that tree down before it falls on the other house next to the other house or even hit the electrical lines. But anyway, I'm not getting off and I'm just letting you know what the noise is in the background. And I've been famous for doing this stuff in broadcasting. When I'm letting people know what the noises are, what's going on, because we keep it real and we keep it solid right here on Carib Voice Radio, the edutainment station. Now, we're going to get back to you in terms of what are your next steps. Number one, review this program that you're listening to. And if it hits you correctly, you're going to have the opportunity to go take it, review it, share it with a friend, take some notes from it. And if you really want to be a part of a workshop that we have, to help you to get to where you want to go, to help you to move beyond the chaos, feel free to log on to elevate.orbispeaks.net. It'll probably be on the flyer so you can check it out also. Okay? And there are modules there to help you because this is why we broadcast, to give you enough information. And we call it edutainment because we play some music, support local artists, and buy some of the music from the artists and the music that you hear if you feel it hits you correctly. And we'll try to give you links to where they are, or they'll call you, or you log on to their Facebook, say, hey, man, I heard your music on Carib Voice Radio, join our show, and I'd like to purchase it. Where can I get it? Are you available for performances during this COVID thing? It qualifies some stuff. That's all part of the whole associate with people at your mental level, about people who are going to pull you up and pull you out of the dirt. People who are not going to change their minds without notice to you. Call up, communicate. Hey, I don't like what you're doing. I don't like you. I don't like me. Whatever it is, communicate so that you can continue at the mental level that is appropriate for you to help yourself and other people grow. It's a very important aspect. All right, so we're going to get ready to close this thing out, close down, and get going. We're going to play one more song for you, and we're going to be out of here. Stick around. We're coming right back. And I'll tell you, it doesn't matter how you get there. You can ride a bus, a truck, a car, whatever it is you need to do to get there. And remember the first song, Good Time, Edwin Yearwood. You know, grab that tune. They're not paying me for this. I've known these guys, or these guys have known me for a while, and Starway Studios have been gracious enough to provide this music to help support the artists and really give them the opportunity to be heard, if not one time, two times. And when you're on the road as a speaker, I said last year that as a speaker, in terms of my mental level, I want to bring the music with me. But I don't sing. I got kicked out of the church choir. And they never reopened the door. That was some serious church hurt years ago. And I often, because there are other people that are getting hurt in different ways that you're not paying attention. And you need to help give them the opportunity to feel better. Included in the conversation. Bring it to the forefront of what is necessary. Here we go. What's in your checklist? Remember, commitment, consistency, that gives you credibility. Three major things out of the five that you need to look at. Because once you do those three things, you're credentialed. That's the other one, right? And understand this very carefully. Communication is the key inside of all of this elevation and understanding of where you want to go. Thank you for listening. I hate to interrupt this, but let me tell you something. This tune is so good. Elevating yourself and getting to where you want to go in the midst of a chaotic moment is very important. And these are the features, by the way, that I'm sharing with you. These are the untouchables. These are the intangibles that people will see in the physical, but they're actually mental toughness pieces. You have to learn and manage your accountability instead of being committed to what you're doing. And don't matter what it takes to get there. People say, I have a great dream. I have a great vision. I don't have a car. Can you get up on it? Can you stay up on it? I think I need to replay this a minute. So that I think the vitality element is right here. Can we get this? Let's go. What happened there? Don't forget to check out on Sunday, Athena Lucene standing in for me for Spirituality in the Mix. Can ya? To get up on it, to step up on it, go Yeah, keep us on the lock. Yeah, I'm telling you. Carry Voice Radio.